Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. Glad you're here. I'm glad Wayne Cruz is here. Wayne is a longtime member, original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. And he's the guy we've been turning to for all these years on important policy debates. And we've got a big one right now, folks, that I've been reporting to you on for a dozen years. I was telling you about net neutrality when it was more, even more complicated then than it is now, because it wasn't as much of an issue, and for a long, long time, a dozen years at least. Now it's come to a head. Now we're actually getting to the point, Wayne, where it's starting to get dangerous, the whole debate about net neutrality. Now what I'd like to do first, Wayne, is let's establish who the players are and what the issues are, not the solution yet. I want to talk about who the players are, who the grumps are, and who's upset and why they're upset. So we've got I got the three main players are the content providers like Netflix, the backbone folks like AT&T and the connectors like AT&T, Verizon, people like that. And then the third group is the government. What have I missed?
The only thing you have missed are the public interest groups, the so-called public interest groups.
Right.
Jim, by the way, thank you again. Thank you so much for having me on here again.
You're welcome.
To talk about these
glad
things.
You're here.
And I'd seen your piece about it. There are groups like Public Knowledge and Electronic Frontier Foundation and other groups that push for what they call free speech on the internet, as if others are not for free speech on the internet.
Right.
The issue with net neutrality is, as you said, you've got the big guys who are providing the pipes. You've got the content providers like Netflix, Google, Facebook,
who need full access to the pipes to sell their product.
They need access to the network, but they're not denied that access.
Right.
So here's the problem: if the federal, you had a great line in your article. You said if you like your internet, you can keep your internet.
This is not
yet Obamacare for the internet. But here's what's occurred: the internet has always been, you know, this path breaking technology. It's given us all microphones. That's the great thing about it. It as far as free speech is concerned and those kinds of debates, we had an FCC initially because of scarcity on the airwaves and public interest reasons. But even the origins of the FCC, if you go back and dig, that stuff was pretty dirty. I wrote a column in Forbes just this week about this issue, too. Jim, we had competing networks all over the place. We had wires up and down the street, electric, communication.
Right.
You had an aesthetic problem, okay?
Right.
But you never had a natural monopoly problem. This whole notion that you'll have networks, you know, one network that blocks, was concocted then, and that's the case now. In fact, they got the monopoly grant of power back in the 1920s and 30s in order for there to be a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
So the regulation is what gave us monopoly.
That's created monopoly. That's right.
Yes, and any blockages that were to occur. Imagine if you know, suddenly AT&T blocked Facebook. I mean, that'd be the stupidest thing in the world to do. We've talked about stranded cost and electricity before. Once somebody bypasses you with another wire, you're dead. So nobody's going to block Netflix or something like that. It's just a ridiculous notion. But if they did, the outcry would be tremendous, and they would lose business.
Right.
People would go to wireless.
And this is why I said
services.
The solution should be there are governance issues that need to be dealt with on the internet. There are access and usage issues that need to be dealt with. But what I believe is that, and the three points that I made was, they should be dealt with by contract, by competition, and by innovation.
I'm glad you said that. Here's what
not
what
by
just
not by government
not
fiat.
By, exactly, and here I'm glad you said that, because see what has occurred. But you nailed it at the beginning. Basically, this is really a so-called battle between content providers and the pipes guys.
Yeah.
However, I'll tell you, there were some ghastly advertisements run by Comcast back over the summer saying, we support net neutrality rules. We're the only entity that's bound by enforceable net neutrality. That's just the thing. What has occurred this week is Tom Wheeler, who is the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, mm-hmm. has proposed new regulations to apply what's called Title II. We'll talk about this when we come back from the break, but it's basically to turn the Internet into a public utility.
Say that again, Wayne. This is the issue. Say it again.
Tom Wheeler and the FCC want to turn the Internet into a public utility, and that's what we've got to push
back
on.
If that doesn't send a chill up your spine, my friends, I don't know what will. And that's the reason why I'm against what's being proposed right now. And as you'll see in my column this week, 20 Till, right back with Wayne Cruz. He and I will be talking about more of this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.